I really, when that the Visco girl trend came around, I was really winning. Because I have all of the items without
it's
even,
what you were
like,
doing anyway.
I was already. It's just funny because we did it live on air. Like,
it's just stupid. I don't know why we did it.
Hi, I'm Erin Velak, and I've made it my mission to interview the members of the University of Nottingham's student radio station, URN. Join me to uncover how our members got into student radio, what they're listening to in their free time, and their most iconic pieces of clothing that might make you recognise them as you're walking around campus. I want to know who they are when the mics aren't live, so let's find out. This is Off Air with URN.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I'm here with Georgia. Georgia of Eco Frenzy fame.
Gasp, it's me guys. Yeah, I'm here.
You are my co-host, it is worth mentioning, we do know each other.
Do we? I've never seen you before in my life.
We're in a bit of a silly, goofy mood. We have just done an episode of Eco Frenzy, so make sure you go check that out. I'm getting all the plugging done early for my own stuff.
Yes, go for it.
But Georgia, tell me a bit about yourself. Who are you?
Oh, my name's Georgia. I do Eco Frenzy with Gabby and Erin, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm also true. There.
Yeah, I was like, Erin's also there. I joined URN in 2020. I do an environmental science degree, which is an MSci. I'm currently in my master's year. I've been at this university for 5 years. That's why I'm really old. I did study abroad in Malaysia. I did
which
a placement.
Is so cool.
I know. I've lived a life.
You have. You've done a lot. And you're off to Canada next year.
Yes, I'm off to Canada in November.
Very exciting stuff.
Yeah, very, very exciting.
Let's start at the beginning. Let's start about your roots. You mentioned Malaysia because I know this story. I've heard it once or twice. How you got into doing radio. Do you want to tell it for the audience?
I will. So when I went to Malaysia, I was really into like editing videos, like travel vlogs effectively, just for my own personal entertainment. And I wanted to know how to edit videos. So I joined in Malaysia. They have like the way that we have Impact, NSTV and URN is separate. It's all under one thing and it's called DAG. It's called the Digital Arts Guild. So I joined DAG to basically learn how to edit. They were just setting up their radio section when I joined it. And they sort of asked, do you want to join it? And I went, sure, why not? Like,
something to do, meet new people, that fun stuff.
Exactly. I was like, it might be quite fun to be like part of the setup. So I joined that. I didn't never ended up doing the video editing because I enjoyed radio so much. But I subsequently taught myself how to video edit anyway, so it doesn't matter.
It all worked.
But yeah, so I joined there and that was really, really fun. It's very, very different setup. Like the setup that we have in the podcast room is their setup over there, effectively.
Okay, so it is very much elementary.
Yeah, elementary, because it's their first year of doing it. Well, back in the day, it was their first year of doing it.
Many, many years ago. Georgia eons. Is so old.
It was actually back in the 1800s. and yeah, they don't do live radio. They just put out podcasts. So yeah, that was really fun. And then when I came back to the UK, I was like, oh, I actually really enjoyed that. I wonder if the University of Nottingham has a radio station. Turns out it does, and there I joined it.
Lovely. Mm. So you hadn't heard of URN before then?
Nope, never. It was just wild. So I spent a whole year here in Nottingham, didn't even knew it existed.
Well, I'm glad you fell into it.
Yeah.
It very much seems like you've just happened upon it. Was like, why not?
Yeah, I was like, go with
Give
the flow.
Have you enjoyed it?
Yes, I love it. I really, really love it. I'm very, very happy that sort of fate has guided me in this direction to find radio.
It's brought you here today. Have you, now you've done a lot of radio, have you found that there's stuff you remember doing as a child or something that you realise, oh, I did always liked radio or I liked presenting or talking or stuff like that? Has that always been something you've enjoyed?
Yeah, well, I've always loved the radio from like the get-go. Like one of my first, like very, very early memories of getting a Christmas present was getting my first radio, and I would have it play all the time. When I was driving, I'd always listen to the radio rather than my own music. I'm really a nerd. I love all types, and I love all types of music as well. Everything except country music. That's where I draw
the line. What's wrong with country music?
I can't get behind it. I don't know why.
I like some of it. Like early Taylor Swift style poppy country music.
Okay.
Kind of stuff. I'm all over it.
Yeah. But yeah, I just love music. I always have loved music throughout my life. So I think it's sort of natural for me to enjoy radio.
makes sense.
Mm.
You got here for a reason. It was fate.
Yeah, it was fate. Fate guided me down this destiny path.
Path of destiny.
Path of destiny.
What's your go-to when you're listening to stuff on the radio then? Do you have a favourite station or...?
I'm a big fan of Radio 1. Mm. I also, again, this just shows my age. I do sometimes like Classic FM.
Oh, Georgia.
I know. So
you'll
old.
Be pleased to see that Apple Music, have you seen?
Yeah.
They've made an Apple Classical separate app for classical music.
I really love enjoy it. Classical music. I have always really liked classical music.
Have you ever played an instrument?
Yes. I used to play the piano, used to play the saxophone, played the violin for a bit, flute briefly. I even played the organ. You know, I did it all. I sort of did, the ukulele, bass recorder.
So is that where the love of classical music came from? Was that your introduction to it, or had there been kind of previous influences?
Yeah, I think from very early childhood, I've always had a lot of like classical music in my life. Like my grandma is also like a concert pianist. She went to the Royal Academy of Music.
Hey, that's so cool.
Yeah, so she's like always been like, you must learn the piano. She's like, if there's anything you're going to do, you're going to learn the piano and you're going to learn how to read sheet music. And then she was a piano teacher, so...
That works out perfect. Was she your teacher?
No, I would not be able to handle that.
That is so fair and so valid.
I was like, I'll learn piano, but only if I can get a not you teacher. Also, I didn't live near her anyway, but so I think I had a lot of early influence of like people really encouraging me to learn a musical instrument, and then also just a lot of classical music playing in the house. Like my house would always have classical music playing.
Nice.
Throughout the day, so.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite composer?
Probably Vivaldi.
Classic for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a lot of good flute pieces. That's the only reason I know him.
Or more modern, probably Hans Zimmer, definitely. I love anything that Hans Zimmer curates.
He's like so good.
The Dune, the soundtrack to the movie Dune. I can listen to that on repeat.
Do you just listen to it in your free time, or is it like while you're doing work then?
I like to listen to it while I do work, but I would also put it on in the background.
General vibes.
Yeah, it's just really good. And because I really love the movie, I know exactly where each piece of music fits into where the movie is, so I can like almost like feel the movie in my head.
And that's quite good.
Yeah.
I quite like that. I kind of want to start listening to movie soundtracks for films I haven't seen.
Yeah, you should.
And then like I can just imagine the film in my mind.
Because sometimes the movie soundtrack comes out before the movie comes out.
Mm.
So you can listen to it and then be like
I think Bridgerton do that.
Yeah, they do that. Oh, I love the classical recognition. No, that's not the right word. Renditions of the pop songs.
I love some of those. Some of those are so good. It's just nice. Have you heard that apparently they don't actually have the music playing when they dance?
No, I haven't.
So when they film it, when they record it, it's they have different songs playing. But it's a song that has the same beat because they haven't necessarily finished the music yet.
Oh my God. That's wild.
They just find something that's going to have the same beat and then the music's all in post.
I didn't know that. That changes quite a lot.
I know. It changes how I see the dance scenes now. And it's so fun. I can't remember the songs, but you hear them talk about it. Or I think they tried out a few different songs, you know, then they changed them or whatever. So they had lots of reasons for it not necessarily being the music we hear as the audience.
Yeah.
The actors, when they talk about it, so funny. They're like, yeah, that wasn't what we did. We did this.
So, but it's nice listening to it afterwards.
Are there any pop songs that you'd love to hear a classical rendition of? Would you like a bit of Lizzo?
Definitely a bit of Lizzo. I always love the Lady Gaga ones they do.
Mm.
So I think, like those real high energy songs.
It's quite nice to just slow them down, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just do a little bit differently.
Yeah, literally.
I'm going to ask you one of the questions I ask everyone.
Oh.
And I'm going to ask you, what would be your specialist subject if you were to go on to something like Mastermind? Other TV quiz shows are available.
I don't think my answer is going to be much of a surprise for anyone that knows me. It definitely has to be RuPaul's Drag Race, specifically All Stars 2. That's one of the seasons. It has to be that season because I must have watched that season like all the way through 20 plus times. It's great. I know everything about it, so it would have to be that.
I don't know that much about Drag Race, as you know,
yes.
And that's probably maybe the thing you dislike most about me.
Yeah, probably.
The fact I haven't watched Drag Race, so I don't always understand who you're on about.
Yeah.
But why that season over some of the others?
Oh, so that season, like the way that the All-Stars seasons work is that they bring back previous contestants of the main show, people that have sort of been quite popular, that it tends to be, people who have been popular with the crowds, not people that have won their seasons. They come back. And it was just that season had a really, really good cast of very, very famous, very, very popular drag queens. Like, even if you went back, like, even if you were to cast an All-Stars season now, like, you just can't do it as good as...
Have they had one since season two?
Yeah, I think we're on All-Stars 8 now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're way past it. But, like, and whenever they do another All-Stars season, it's just never as good. Like, that cast was so good of insanely talented drag queens. And they definitely produced one of the best songs out of any season, which was Read You Wrote You. And I could definitely sing the entire song right now, but I won't.
Okay. Thank you. I've heard you sing. Yeah. We've been to karaoke together.
Exactly.
Neither of us are talented.
There's a reason why we're on the radio, not in singing.
Yeah. Yeah, although we have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Let's go, girls.
Yeah, we've got a few different... Mm. We've had our singing moments. We don't talk about Justin Bieber mistletoe.
That's deep in the archives of my laptop.
That's a deep cut. But yeah, no, Drag Race, that's really fun and interesting. I really wish I could get into it. Mm. I don't know what it is. I think it's just I didn't really know anyone who was watching it. Mm. And I tend to watch TV shows like that with my mum.
Oh.
Like America's Next Top Model, yeah, obsessed.
Yeah.
But it was like, it would be have tea and then sit down, watch it for half an hour before we go on about our days and like our evenings and like a little bit of time together, which is quite nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah. Very much into the Real Housewives.
Ah.
Recently.
Which season?
We've done all of them, I think.
Really?
All of them. I wouldn't be surprised. Hey, we get through it. Also, we started those, I think, in COVID.
Oh, okay.
Kind of back end of COVID. That's when we started doing, watching those. Oh, I can't remember. Beverly Hills is a classic.
Obviously, yeah.
I actually really like Cheshire.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
They're quite fun. Where's the other one that I really like? I think it might be the other California one. I can't remember what it's called. Orange County.
Yeah.
Orange County, yeah. And yeah, they have like the little oranges.
Yeah.
I just love all of it. I just love reality TV.
Yeah.
It's a hobby.
Hobby
and a passion,
which makes me think you would really like Drag Race. But I do understand for any people like trying to get into it now, it's so daunting because there's so much of it.
Yes.
Whereas when I started watching it, I started watching it when season 5 had just come out, and that was there was only 5 seasons of it,
and there wasn't even an All Stars yet.
There wasn't any of the other like spin-off shows.
Oh, yeah, we've got the UK one and stuff like that.
Yeah, UK, Belgium, Italy.
Everywhere
you can think of, they've got one. Philippines, New Zealand, Australia,
Canada one.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Canada was the first like non US spin-off.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite, or do you like the very American centricness of it?
I really like the UK version, but I think that's because I understand the humor so much better.
Mm.
Like it's based in comedy drag, so when it's UK or British drag, the humor is just so much more there. Like it's so much more understandable. Like I get the American one, but that's because I don't think the level of comedy is that technical in America, and especially with a lot of like watching American TV shows, you can sort
like
of get
any
it.
Sort of sitcom. Really, really kind of warms you up to the American comedy.
Yeah,
very simple, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, but the UK one is just really niche to British humor, and yeah, I just love that.
Fun. Do you have a favorite drag queen? Anyone I would have heard of? Because I've actually heard of a few.
Oh, have you heard of Danny Beard?
No.
The most recent winner of UK season 4.
I don't think I know any British ones.
Okay.
I know, I'm just disappointing you.
Yeah.
So sorry about that. Anyway.
Eventually you'll get there.
I will.
I've got a whole plan mapped out of like what episodes we're going to watch,
and
which seasons we're going to watch where.
I am willing.
Mm.
I am willing.
That's the main part.
Yes. But I'm going to move on from Drag Race now.
Yeah.
So sorry. This is not a Drag Race podcast.
Damn it. Maybe I should make a Drag Race
You should. Oh my God. As soon as I said that, I went, you should.
I should.
No, but that'd be so great. Me and Gabby on it as like we have the Drag Race expert and then us two can just be like the people you're bringing in.
We can do it after every episode you watch.
Yeah.
We can talk about it for like 20 minutes.
I'm actually genuinely serious about this.
I think you should.
This is a viable career move.
It would be.
Gabby, people... viable career move. Gabby is in the studio. Gabby, you can just talk if you like.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
People would really
listen. You won't be picked up much, but you can shout.
I'm having a little nap on the sofa while I listen, and I think that I would like to do that. There you go.
I think it would be really fun as well because we could go through it and you could be like, oh, I really like them. And then I know, obviously, like, they're not going to be there next episode or next few episodes or something bad happens. But you guys are all like, oh, I'd be like, what's your faves at the moment? Who do you think's going to win the season? And see how it changes.
See how it goes.
Oh,
it reminds me of several podcasts that I love. Like, all the podcasts I love have that sort of format.
Yeah.
My favourite one, I do keep mentioning him, but there's a guy who does a Harry Potter podcast.
Mm.
It's now, he does some other stuff, and I'm currently listening to his Percy Jackson one.
Ooh,
but nice. He goes through chapter by chapter with a special guest. He's never read them before, keeps it spoiler free. Just oblivious.
How do you keep it spoiler free?
Well, if you know to not look out for spoilers... And you've never... It's really easy with the Percy Jackson ones. Because, like, if you've never read them, why would you know what's happened?
Oh, that's fair.
And he hadn't watched the majority of the films or anything like that. Not properly watched them. So he knew some big things, like, you know, Dumbledore dies. He knew that. But he doesn't know why, how, etc., etc.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I remember the Harry Potter one. There are a few bits. But I've really enjoyed the fact that he always jokes that there's a trapdoor for his guests. And if they accidentally say a spoiler, the trapdoor opens... Because sometimes he'll be like, I really like this character and I think they're going to go on and do this. And then their guest just goes, yes. Great, great bit of like input,
so,
Mike.
So glad you think that.
Yes. And then he's like, you're safe. And like, phew, trapdoor didn't get me. And I think we need to kind of implement that with you.
Yeah, that would be me because I'd get so overexcited. I just wouldn't be like, yeah, and this happens and this happens and this happens. And
Yeah. Well, it is exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Love it. Anyway, I was trying to end the Drag Race chat.
It always comes back to Drag Race.
It always does.
Yeah.
I want to talk about eco-frenzy a little bit.
Mm.
So a lot of times with the guests on the podcast, I love to know more about like their show, how they got into it, stuff like that. Problem is I know the story with you.
Yeah, that's true.
And I've been there since day one.
You have.
So eco-frenzy, do you want to tell the story of how it started?
Yeah, sure. I'll go for it. When I joined URN, when I went to the like Freshers Open Day that they had, I don't know if they still do that, but like it was like Open Studio Day.
Yes, they still
I'd like
do.
Turned up and I met Flora, who's our ex head of station.
Yeah, head of station in 2020.
Yeah. She and I were having a conversation. She was like, oh, what degree do you do? I went, oh, environmental science. She was like, oh, what sort of show would you be interested in doing? I said, oh, I'd quite like to do something to do about sustainability or the environment. And then I was asking, do you already have that? And she was like, ah, that's super interesting because we have just the people that used to run our like resident environmental podcast show have graduated. So they want to still have that show, but there's no one to run it. Would you be interested in running it? And I said, yeah, of course. And she said, you could do whatever you want with it. You could keep the same name, keep the same format if you wanted, or completely scrap everything, redo it. We just want to keep the sort of sustainability vibes going on. So I was like, yeah, sure. And then she was like, do you want to do it with other people? I said, yes, definitely.
Not a Georgia monologue.
No, it's not going to be a me monologue. Oh, and I was also like, I don't really know if I could handle getting special guests in. I was like, I think it'd be quite nice to have a good amount of co-hosts. So Flora was like, okay, we'll find some co-hosts for you. So yeah, and then they found you, they found Rob, and they found Zainab.
Aww.
And Eco Frenzy 1.0 was born.
Exactly. It's gone through a few cast changes.
Yeah.
We've got Gabby. Everyone left me last year.
Yep.
So Zainab and Rob both graduated. Georgia did her placement year, which she's never mentioned.
I've actually never mentioned that.
No, I always bring it up for you. No, that's the best part about it. Yeah. You don't mention it. You don't. It's me and Gabby that keep going, Yeah, did you know, guys, George was on placement last year?
Was on placement last year? She wasn't here. No, actually, I didn't go on placement. I just fell out with you guys.
She had a diva moment. She just didn't want to be on the show anymore.
Yeah, I went, actually, I've had enough. That's a joke. Allegedly.
Allegedly a joke.
Just start spreading rumours about myself.
What's one rumour you would want to be spread about yourself? That you can say on the podcast.
That's what I was thinking. One rumour that I'd like to be spread about myself, that I have a collab with Lucy and Yak. Or no, not a collab, a
partnership, brand deal.
Brand deal, yeah. I'm a brand ambassador for Lucy and Yak and Crocs.
Oh, I'd love that. I'll just tell everyone.
That would be a really fun rumour. Everyone would be like, oh my God. I'm like, yeah, they just sent them to me. They just see me strutting around in these all the time. And they thought, yeah, you know what she needs? More.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it's true. You are a big fan of Lucy and Yak and you're a big fan of Crocs.
It's true.
Yeah. Not wearing your Crocs right now, though.
I know. I've not worn them in the winter purely because they have holes in them and it's raining. Often.
That's so valid.
And
also,
there's one thing,
it's winter.
It's also winter. To be fair,
you have the insole bits, like the fluffy inside bits?
No, I don't vibe with those because I like the air to my feet, which is really strange. But I like it. But I do wear socks and Crocs.
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't like socks and sandals, but socks and Crocs, I think it's because it's like a shoe, it's enclosed, it feels fine to me.
Yeah.
Maybe. Are they called giblets?
Mm.
Do you have a lot of giblets?
I did, and then they all started falling off of my Crocs, so now I think I only have like 3 left, which is really sad.
That's so sad.
I know. They're all on my yellow Crocs, but I need to get some more, but they're quite expensive, and I get scared because they just fall off.
Yeah, and then what are you going to do about it?
Nothing. I can't do anything.
Exactly.
I've got to buy more.
And you know what? That's not what we're supporting here. No. Not buying more. Anyway, I was back to the podcast. Well, we do it's a radio show, and then we make it a podcast. What's been one of your, I know, favourite episodes, favourite random little idea we've done? Do you have a favourite moment from your time on Eco Frenzy?
Ooh. That's a really good question. Thanks. I've loved all of it, to be fair. I think for Eco Frenzy 1.0, I did really enjoy us doing the mistletoe just because I thought it was hilarious. Like, it was very, very funny.
I just want to explain
parody.
What we did.
Yeah.
We sung a song, Mistletoe, by Justin Bieber for our Christmas special. Mm-hmm. And this was during COVID, so we couldn't all be in the room together. So we all would Skype in, and everyone has different Wi-Fi, you know? So it would be you in the studio. So George is in the studio. I'm at home. Zainab's at home. Rob's at home. We all are trying to sing at the same time. I mean, it's not at the same time. Also, because you were playing the music on your end, and so there's a delay for us as well. And we'd rewritten the words to make it more environmentally friendly. And then I didn't sing for the first half because I was laughing.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a mess, and it's the best mess that we've ever done.
Literally. And it's just funny because we did it live on air. Like,
it's just stupid. It's, I don't so know why stupid. We did it. We said it's a joke and then we did it.
Yeah.
Hello, it's editing Erin here. Georgia and I were talking about this clip so much that it felt wrong not to share it with the world. Yes, you could have listened to this live on air in 2020 around Christmas time when this was broadcasted, but Georgia and I decided it was only right to share this once again with all our new listeners. Without further ado, please enjoy a section, mind you, this is only a section, we did do the full song, of Eco Frenzy's parody of Mistletoe by Justin Bieber, starring Erin, Georgia, Rob and Zainab.
Aren't we supposed to be starting? Ready?
Okay.
It's the most polluted time of the year. Cars spinning,
I should be playing
in the winter snow. I'm a singer.
I don't want to miss out on holiday. But we can't stop the climate change. I should be watching lectures at all day. But I can help discussing being washing with you.
With you! Georgia, with you! You!
Aaron with you. On the radio. Yeah. Everyone reading about the forest fire. California roasting like a hot July. I wish I could make a change, I know. But I'ma speak out the radio. Burn on the news, never stop the ride. Water from the flash, episode the eye. I try to do my best, you know, but unsustainable practices need to go with you, Robert with you, with you,
Zayna with you,
with you,
on the radio. Eco-Frenzy 3.0 is probably the cheese taste testing live on air. Because I think it was really funny.
You like the funny moments?
Yeah, then. I love the funny moments.
Not our insightful moments of, so the planet is not going to recover.
Yeah, I'm here for the lols and the lols only.
I think that's something we've tried to make really important recently. It's supposed to be a bit of fun. You know, it's fun for all of us. And we get bogged down by our own general lives and how bad the planet is. And there's so much that we can't control. And we're three anxious girlies.
We really are.
We need to have some sort of feel of control. So we've been going for a lot more positive spin on the environment. And I think we just try and make it funny. So everyone, listen to Eco-Frenzy.
Yeah. Because it's funny. And it's fun to listen to us just being chaotic together.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love how we start every episode because we never quite have a starting plan. It always says opening chat.
Yeah.
And then it will just end up like, I don't even know what we were talking about today, but we went on a little bit of a, I don't even remember what we were talking about. We just started chatting, like properly chatting.
Yeah.
We got told to stop bickering.
Boy bands. Stan groups. Yeah.
Stan culture. Have you ever been a Stan?
Don't think so.
You don't have it in you? You're not like a...
No, I never sort of got into that vibe. When everyone was like being like a One Direction, I was just like, yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool.
It's okay, right.
Fair enough.
I guess you could call me a Drag Race stan, but I don't really think it's a stan culture.
No, I don't think so much. I think you'd have to be a stan of the person, not the show.
Yeah. Yeah, so probably, yeah, I've not really got into the stan culture.
Yeah.
No.
Bizarre. Mm. Oh well. Are you ready for another pre-prepared question?
Yeah, hit me with it.
What is your most iconic piece of clothing?
It's gonna be hard to choose between two, I think.
Let me guess. Is it the Crocs and the Lucy and Yak?
Maybe Crocs and dungarees. I think those are my like signature style.
That is your signature outfit, Crocs and dungarees.
Yeah, I really, when the Visco girl trend came around, I was really winning. Because I have all of the items without
it's
even,
what you were
like,
doing anyway.
I was already doing it. And that was when that happened, that was when I was in Malaysia, and everyone would say to me, like, oh my gosh. They would go, because that was...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I forgot about that.
Because I even had the Hydro Flask. I still have the Hydro Flask, yeah.
And you just had it anyway, I'm guessing.
And scrunchies, like, I had all of it.
Yeah.
And then the train came around, I was like, oh!
Georgie, you were literally the poster child.
It was the poster child.
You started the trend.
Yeah, but I never used the app Visco, so that was the only thing.
Not even downloaded it once.
Exactly, and I don't think I've ever like written the texts, so I didn't really get the
trend.
Save
the turtles?
Yeah, I'm all about save the turtles, aren't I? So
if you could only save one animal,
what would it be?
Yeah.
One specific animal or a
Noah's Ark situation, but you've got one animal.
Oh, can it be my dog?
Sorry, one kind of animal.
Oh, one kind of animal. Oh, probably elephants. I really like elephants.
Yeah, we were talking about how good elephants were earlier.
Yeah, we were. And I really, really like elephants. And when I, this is going to sound so boastful, but when I was on my study abroad in Malaysia, which if you guys didn't know, I did do that.
That's crazy.
I went to Sri Lanka to go see elephants in the wild. And when I was there, they were all out.
They were all out of elephants.
All out. No, they weren't all out of elephants. The elephants were all out. Like,
yeah.
They were all out partying in the savannah or whatever you call it. In the forest. It's not really rainforest. It's more savannah style. And yeah, the guide was like, oh, you know, we always say, you know, you might see one. You'd be lucky if you saw one. I saw so many. I saw baby elephants as well. And whenever there's an elephant around, they have to stop the car and turn it off. And then elephants would all come up to the cars and everything. And I was like, oh my God.
They're like little toys to the elephants.
Yeah.
It's like, toy car.
Toy car, toy car. Yeah, it was so, so cool. Like, one of those experiences, like, once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Seeing elephants in the wild, like, that close.
Do you enjoy travelling, then?
Yes, I love travelling.
Because you are, as we mentioned, you did your year abroad, well, semester abroad.
No, it
was a year.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a year. I don't know why I said that. I knew it was a year.
You did your... lock me in with semester abroad people.
Did your year abroad.
Yes.
And then you end up going to Canada next year. What's the pull? Why do you enjoy travelling?
I like experiencing different things, which is so cliche. I like experiencing different cultures. I like seeing things. I don't know, I just find it so exciting and exhilarating, the thought of like going to a different country and like living there, or the going to a different country and seeing what's going on.
Do you enjoy trying out new food, or will you stick to the same kind of food?
No, I love trying new foods, which sometimes is difficult because I am vegetarian and I'm white, so I'm not very good with spice. But I'm always up for trying. I'm always like, I'm going to try something once. But yeah, and I've been very privileged and lucky throughout my life to have travelled to many different places. So I think like doing that from a young, like from my childhood, then just like...
You've got used to it. I guess maybe you don't have the fear of unknown places.
No, like not at all. Like it just makes me so excited. Like the thought of like when going to Canada seems really fun. Like I can definitely understand like people like anxiety surrounding it, but to me I'm just like
just a bit of fun.
It's just a bit of fun.
Why not?
Yeah,
I do like that.
Yeah.
Where would you recommend someone go traveling? So it doesn't have to be the favorite place you've been, but say Gabby and I are going on a trip without you.
Hi. A bit rude.
Well, because I was like, I don't want to know like the place you want to go back to. It's more like, where would you recommend someone an experience you think people need to have?
I would say, like, I think a place everyone needs to go to is Cambodia, because the people there are so, so friendly, so, so lovely. And going to see Siem Reap, which is where all the temples are, like the scale of the temples is insane when you think how old those temples are. Like, it's ridiculous how big they are for how old they are. And then also, I then went down to Battambang to see like bats flying out of caves, and then Phnom Penh. God, I'm not very good with pronunciation. To see the killing fields, that was like crazy that that's happened, and also in such recent history that happened. Like, I mean, Gabby's the history buff, but I don't actually know when that. I can't remember. It was quite recently. I feel like it was the 80s, maybe. Yeah.
Gabby is nodding. We've had approval. So if it's wrong, please direct all your comments towards Gabby.
I'll be honest, I didn't hear the start of it. What am I nodding to?
From Phen, in, well, Cambodia, when it was like a communist state and they did like a mass.
Yeah,
it was quite recently, wasn't it?
Quite a heavy dictatorship.
Yes.
There. Gabby, I've mic'd you up.
Which one am I on?
That one.
This one? And quite a heavy dictatorship. Reasonably recent in terms of history.
Yeah.
No, not recent to us because we're young.
Recent to me.
Georgia, I was actually being nice.
She called you young.
Not recent to us because we're young, but recent in terms of history very much so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it was, I think it's more recent than World War II, right?
Yeah.
Well, it was just crazy that this happened. And it happened when, like, people didn't necessarily know that it was happening, because it was such a closed off like state that it was just happening inside, like millions of people were being slaughtered and like the rest of the world just didn't know,
which is crazy to think about.
Insane.
But also you think about it, it's like, who's gonna tell them?
Yeah
So it didn't end until 1979, so you were absolutely right, Georgia. 1980 didn't, the totalitarian regime lasted from 1975 to 1979.
I don't know either. This but is our there you history go. Check with Gabs.
There you go. I'll go back to having my little nap on the sofa.
It's like a very wide-ranging country. Like, you can go from like gorgeous temples to then like the bustling city.
Fun.
Yeah. Really.
Bit
really
of a rogue
cool.
one. I didn't know you were gonna go to Cambodia.
Yeah, I just think it's just a cool place.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go.
Yeah.
Seems like a long flight, though.
Yeah, I would imagine it'd be like about 12 hours.
Yeah.
Or Singapore, that's another great one, because that's another insane place. Like, wild.
Just so different.
So different. Mm. So different to anything, like, I've experienced living in the UK for most of my life.
Yeah, and I guess also we're very used to, like, the UK and Europe.
Yeah.
Because Europe's close, so a lot of people just, you know, quick trip to Europe. And Europe's different, obviously, like, and every country within Europe is different. But it's, there is a general, I guess, feeling of sameness. Because especially with the EU and stuff like that, like, a lot of the laws are the same, a lot of the same regulations. Mm. All the same stuff. Yeah. But not in Cambodia.
Not in Cambodia.
Lovely.
Mm.
I'm so good at asking questions sometimes.
Yeah.
That was a really good question,
that
Erin.
That was a very, very good question, especially off the cuff as well.
Yeah. This is the first one I've done without looking at any of my notes.
Oh my God. It's actually really nice. It's very casual.
Yeah. I mean, I've got my feet up.
Yeah, but I think that's what you want from this style of podcast. It's casual.
Mm.
Makes people open up.
Yeah. Mm. So, Georgia, tell me about your deepest, darkest fears and secrets.
Oh, God. Okay. I think that's my cue to leave.
No, that's my therapy podcast.
Yeah,
that's my
ding, ding, ding. Oh, yeah.
No, I will go back to one of the questions I ask everyone. Mm. So I like our little tangents, but I'm kind of keeping it focused on my everyone questions. Mm. What's been your proudest achievement?
Not to bring it back to this, but probably getting into my placement. Yeah. Like, that was insane to me that I managed to get that placement. Like, I didn't think I was good enough. For reference to the listeners out there, I have a placement with... I won't name the company, but a very big company.
A very big company.
A very, very big company. And I worked in their sustainability team, like their global sustainability team. And for the placement, there was 4,000 people that applied and they only chose 7 people. And I was one of those 7 people.
Wow.
And like, I think, yeah, just like when I got that call to say you got in, I was like, shut up. You were lied to me.
That sounds like an amazing, especially knowing so many people also applied.
Yeah.
What do you think made you stand out, or are you just glad you did?
I honestly think it's like extracurriculars. That those are the things that make you stand out.
It's the only thing that at the end is going to divide people into different like groups and what they've done.
Yeah, and especially for the company that I worked for, they didn't really care about how like your academic presence, like they didn't really care if you were specifically academically inclined, like they didn't ask for grades or degree scores or whatever. They were like, we want to know about you and who you are as a person.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, extracurriculars definitely help with that. And like obviously doing Eco Frenzy, they were like, that's so like, that's not, no one, no, they've not heard of anyone doing that.
Yeah, it's really cool. Quite niche.
Really niche. Not many people do that, and it's like it's different. Like, there's lots of people can say that they're part of the sustainability group for their university, but not many people can say they have a radio show like dedicated to it that they put out weekly content for.
And that it's you're actually doing something. Whereas if you say, "Oh, I'm part of the sustainability society,"
yeah, like it's you know, anyone can do that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, they must have loved your Crocs.
Definitely. I don't think I ever wore them to the office, to be fair. I would have.
Would they have allowed it?
I feel like I could have got away with it.
If they weren't watching too carefully.
Yeah.
They won't notice your yellow Crocs.
No, they would never
those
see
those.
Those
don't stand out at all.
I think my worry would be is that the style of office that it was, it's quite an open office. That the one day that I go, yeah, I'm going to wear it, like the CEO walks up to me. Okay. And I'm going to be like, or I accidentally get in the elevator with like, the head of sustainability, and I go, okay, well,
nice having you here, won't be hearing from us again.
Yes. You know what, that's it, I quit.
Yeah, no, that would definitely not be the vibe you're going for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Oh, that's a very, very worthwhile, proudest achievement.
Yeah, it was very, very good. Very, very good. And I am sad that it's over, because I did really enjoy it.
Do you reckon you might go back one day? Even though you've named and shamed them on Eco Frenzy.
I have.
As soon as you knew you weren't going back and doing their grad scheme, you went,
no,
joke. What is it? Cards off the table.
Cards off the table. I will.
I am going to name everything.
Yes, exactly. Maybe one day. I think there's various things that I'm not sure about. It's a really great place to do placement because there's so many things you can do and so many different things you can experience. But like the growth opportunities for me personally just weren't there. And because I really enjoy radio, I'm more intrigued with like exploring that part or like potentially doing a career based in like the mixing of the two, like sustainability and radio. See what I can find.
See what's out there. Well, I guess it's also a good experience to just see what some job titles are.
Exactly.
Well, your degree is in my brain blanked there. Environmental. Oh my goodness, what's your degree called? Environmental sciences.
Yeah.
You saw my brain just turn off.
Go, like, what is going on?
Oh, that was so weird. You know when you're like saying stuff and then just nothing.
Yeah.
It just goes. Don't know that word.
Nope.
You do environmental sciences.
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed it?
I've enjoyed it. I think my favourite subject at school was geography, and this is like my favourite parts of geography. And also, one thing about me is that I enjoy things that I'm good at, and I'm good at it.
Fair.
It's so fair, and I find it really, really hard to enjoy things that I'm not good at, because if I'm not immediately good at it, I'll just go, oh, well, I don't like it.
Yeah. And I guess that also works both ways. If you're enjoying it, then you'll put work into it, be good at it.
Yeah, exactly.
As I've seen with my degree.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're good at it, you enjoy it, and then if you enjoy it, you put the time and work into it.
Yeah.
You know, it works both ways.
And I have done neither with my degree. I don't enjoy it, and I'm not good at it. And you know that's true.
And I do know that's true.
Yeah, you've seen my grades.
I have. Oh, it's rough out there.
Yeah, but I do love thinking back to when I was at school and I got really good grades. And like, I'm so proud of what I did in school. Like my GCSEs, I'm so proud of them. My IB results, even though I didn't get to take the test because of COVID, it's still based on work I handed in. It's still based on stuff I put hours of my time into, and I'm so happy with that. Come to uni. Nope. Out the window completely. Do you find that you kind of did the same, or has it been the opposite, or have you just had always been the same grades?
Been coasting? No, definitely fluctuated. My GCSEs, I did quite well in them, and I was like, oh, okay.
Maybe I am clever.
Yeah, wait a second. I am quite clever.
Is it me? Am I the smart one?
Am I the smart one? And then my A-levels, I really, really messed them up. I did not do very well in them at all. I was very, very lucky that Nottingham still accepted me. I wouldn't say my work ethic necessarily changed. I think it was more like I was doing a subject that I got and I could do and I could do it well and I was interested in it.
Yeah, so you've kind of always been putting the same amount of effort into the subjects that you like. If you enjoyed geography at school, you worked really hard in geography, but maybe you didn't do well, like work hard in maths.
Yeah,
you're putting the energy you gave to geography to your degree.
Yeah, so it's fine. So yeah, which is good that I enjoy my degree.
Show off.
I know, it can't be all of us.
I'm really in a I hate my degree phase in my life.
It really happens to people in third year, I have to say.
Yeah, and you would know many people have been through third year because you are so old.
And I've been here and I have lived through third year, and that was 2 years ago.
I just want a disclaimer. Georgia and I are friends. The she's so old thing isn't mean and bullying. She's okay with it.
Disclaimer.
Gabby, do you want to say something on this matter?
We've actually given Georgia a complex about her age. Like, she genuinely sometimes is like, oh no, but I'm too old to be doing that.
Yeah.
And we're like, Georgia, you're 23. You're really not too old to be doing that. So, but it's not bullying. It's just psychologically scarred her.
Character development.
It's character building.
It really is character building.
Now, you guys tell me how short I am all the time. I was trying really hard to be quiet, but you guys have dragged me in.
Gabby is sitting up.
She's in.
I was like exercising my listening ears. And then you guys were just like, Gabby? And I was like,
We need to pull you into
okay.
this.
It was a group discussion.
We talk about bullying.
Can we clip that for my episode of Off Air?
Jesus Christ!
This is the love language. It's bullying. It's bullying. It's yeah. funny.
It's funny. It's funny. Guys, it's funny though.
It's funny because we do it to each other. I think if it was one-sided, it would be bullying.
To be fair, it was how out of pocket you were yesterday. I was like, got kissed on the forehead. And you're like, yeah, it's because you're so short.
No, but...
Not because I'm lovable. Looks so cute and delightful and people want to kiss me on this foot.
And Erin made it worse. Like, what if his back hurts because you're so low down?
You know the best part about that is when I first said it, I didn't even mean because you're short. That didn't even cross my mind, but as soon as you said it, I ran with it.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just funny. I'm not even that short.
That was so funny.
But yeah, it's funny. But especially the height difference between the two of us. That's why also why it's funny.
Because we don't laugh at you for being tall, though.
No, which is interesting because I thought if I were to go back in time, just pick a topic that you would bully me on, I thought it might be that.
Yeah. You know what it is?
So elderly. That's why.
Yeah,
you act
we
old.
All. Yeah, we already started tall. Bullying you for being
yeah,
old.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
And you can't have two things.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, two things is too far.
Yeah.
But also, I like the fact that I'm tall, so...
Yeah, exactly. So it wouldn't be like...
So we're not going to give you a complex about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because I'm going to
be
like... It'd
be kind
of
mean.
I'd be like, yeah, I am actually quite tall.
Yeah, shut up.
No, I'm not going to say that. That's a swear word.
Derailed. We were getting towards the end of the episode anyway. If Georgia doesn't mind the fact that Gabby has hijacked her episode...
Not at all.
No, okay. You can stay.
Okay, I haven't hijacked the episode.
No, you haven't.
Very clear. I invited you on. I was silent until invited
yeah,
in.
That is true.
I was actually asleep.
And I'm actually very proud of you for that.
Thank you, because it means so much what? I wanted to say.
Yeah.
I thought there would have been more giggles.
Yeah, I've been
you
working...
You silent really... laughed, and I appreciated
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've been working really hard on...
Listening.
On listening.
Active listening skills.
My active listening skills.
And
it's
we're
actually
so proud of her for that.
No, because it's so bad though. Because I realise why I'm so bad at the game is because I don't recognise anyone's voice.
Because you don't listen.
I'm also deaf.
That's true.
Okay.
And I that also is choose to actively not listen to people. I listen to you guys.
Thanks.
Most of the time.
I was thinking that.
Means a lot.
No, but
I'm joking.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
Guys, stop bickering. This is
you
what
do,
they said.
Yeah,
just
you do
oh,
listen
I don't
to
even.
You both listen to me.
Sometimes I wish I knew who was sending stuff in on the
yeah.
on the URN Slack.
Yeah.
So I can personally have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
It's constant, particularly when I cover the Erin and Joe show, but then also.
But we know who those are.
Yeah, we know who those are. Mm. But then sometimes also like. On Eco Frenzy, and I'm just like,
who is this?
I'm like, who are you? Because we know it's not my parents, because
yeah,
my
Stephen
dad
signs
messaged.
It. Stephen,
yeah, exactly.
Stephen signs off. He knows it's anonymous, and he likes us to know what are yeah. his questions.
He'll say, "Hi, Gabby's
that.
Dad here," or he'll go,
"Back
dash to Stephen
yeah.
dash Stephen
Gabby's dad."
Gabby's dad.
Yeah,
he likes to. He'll put Gabby's dad in brackets. I think yeah. he thinks that other people are looking at it. Which, to be fair, like
they are.
It's so everyone knows my dad's interaction with the. Slack. He does only listen to Eco Frenzy though.
Fair. Same with my parents.
I'm not sure he listens to it. He's listened to the They Think It's All Doha episode.
Oh, nice.
Because it's football.
Yeah.
But that's still Eco Frenzy.
Well, he'll listen to Off Air with Gabby
he'll
Brown.
He'll listen to Off Air with Gabby Brown.
And maybe George's episode if we
it.
Tell him that Gabby's
No, but,
the
no, but you just have to cut me out of all of this stuff from George's episode. I wasn't here. You just have to cut me out of all of that.
My final question. I've asked you this before. I didn't even tell the listeners we've done this before. We've done a practice episode. Maybe
I released
the practice episode. I can't because I think you both knew it was a practice, so said things that you might not want.
We said so much.
It was a bit
that lives purely on Erin's laptop.
Yes. Yeah. For Erin's personal use only.
Half of this gets cut as well.
I have Gabby's original answer to what her special subject is. I can't even remember what it was.
I can. But we're not talking about it on this show.
Anyway, so Georgia, final question. We will end it off today with what you're looking forward to.
I've already thought about this question because I knew you were going to ask me it. And
spoiler.
It's going to be really sentimental. And if you guys cry, that's not on me.
Okay.
So genuinely, what I am looking forward to is spending more time with you guys.
Aww.
Because I'm going to go miss you pizza. Like nothing else next year. Which is just a bit sad. It's going to be really sad to
make
me.
It Gabby's going.
Yeah, it's going to make me really, really sad. Gabby. Especially like when I'm going to be like in the country still, but you guys are going to be here. And I'm just going to be like waiting to go.
And it is going to be both of us now.
Yeah, both of you. So then, yeah, I'm looking forward to spending, the rest of this academic year with you guys.
At least you have two houses to come visit next year. Whichever flat looks best.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah.
I'll probably be halls in the city centre and Gabby will be near a brothel.
I'm above an off licence and next to a brothel.
So you
wonder which one I'm gonna pick.
Nice halls, run by a university, not a scummy landlord.
Yeah.
I actually don't know if your landlord's scummy yet. I just
probably will be.
They're in London.
Yeah, it'll be fun. But yeah.
It'll be fun.
That's what I'm looking forward to. Cause
But our house is gonna be girls' house. Me and Naya.
Nice.
We said we're gonna have like fresh flowers and stuff and decorate the house really nicely.
So cute. I am hoping to live alone.
Erin hates everyone.
Because I hate everyone. I'm so done with everyone and everything in my degree.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're looking forward to pizza tonight.
Pizza tonight. Spending time with you guys because you two have made a very big impact on my life.
Oh.
And I'm very glad that the Eco Frenzy has brought us all together.
She's and given me a look.
I hope you both know that.
I do know that.
Sorry, I'll just take my ass off George's lips.
it's only because. Okay. We're going to get down to it now. You've poked the fucking bear. I know that words of affirmation are some of you two's love languages, and I'm not very good at it. And I know that I'm not very good at it. Aww. So therefore, I'm doing it now.
It's genuine
feeling.
It is, but okay. I'm being mean to
Georgia. A little bit back from the mics.
I'm being mean to Georgia because I don't want to cry because I'm upset that she is leaving.
But yeah, thank you, Georgia, so much for being on the episode. It's been lovely having you on. Guys, if you want to hear more of Georgia's stuff, you should check out Eco Frenzy.
You should.
Eco Frenzy URN on Instagram, or you can find it on all your podcast platforms. Probably where you found this. And if you've enjoyed listening to my voice, make sure you check out our Instagram, Off Air on URN, to stay up to date with all the episodes coming out soon.